13. And as we look in Mark chapter 13, if Joe would become prime minister of, what country was that, Grenada?
Pardon?
Grenada was the place.
Yes.
So would it have been Putin's or Trump's fault when things went bad down there? I don't know which one. I've kind of wondered about that. Oh, y'all thought I meant him. I was talking about the other Joe. My bad. Ain't it wonderful to be able to tell jokes and laugh and enjoy yourself in the house of God? Yeah, I thought y'all had a rough week. I know you have. Mark chapter 13, verse 14. The Bible says, "But when ye shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing where it ought not, let him that readeth understand. Then let him that be in Judea flee to the mountains. And let him that is on the housetop not go down into the house, neither enter therein to take anything out of his house. And let him that is in the field not turn back again for to take up his garment. But woe to them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. And pray ye that your flight be not in the winter. For in those days shall be affliction such as was not from the beginning of the creation, which God created in unto this time, neither shall be. And except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved, but for the elect's sake, whom he hath chosen, whom he hath shortened the days. And then if any man shall say to you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, he is there, believe him not. For false Christs and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. But take ye heed, behold, I have foretold you all things." As we look in the Word of God this evening, I want to give you some warnings from the Word. With all this stuff going on in the world right now, I think it's very interesting that Brother Joe just told us about a situation. I hope you caught this, that a missionary we support supports other missionaries. How many? Four at $15 a month. 11. 11 missionaries at $15 a month. That's himself, not his church. And you take that and figure in the fact that, oh, we've got it so bad, somebody just killed their president while Brother Destiny was here. They're in civil war. You can't fly into the country unless you have good machine guns on the side of your plane to take out the guys shooting at you while you're coming in. When you get on the ground, especially if you're an American, you're probably marked for death as soon as you get there. Mm-hmm. And if you are not with whichever side, you're probably going to die anyway.
Yep.
Gas is $30 a gallon there, and we've got it so bad here. Let me let you in on something. No matter what you hear, from wherever you hear it from, we've got it great in America, even with everything being bad. All you got to do is look to somewhere down, just what? How far is that place away by plane? How far is it?
About 5 hours.
5 hours away by plane. And you could be right in the middle of a war-torn country. You know, we get put out here when the signal lights don't work in town. Boy, these first world problems is killing y'all. Mm-hmm. Killing me. Heard the internet was down here a couple days ago. They was going nuts over that.
Yep.
They probably even got the internet in Haiti right now.
Yep.
No Facebook in Haiti. It's a sad day we live in. I say, I'll take Joe Biden at $4 over $30.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Be thankful in all things, what the Bible says. Now, as we look at this chapter, we've been looking at the servant's end times teaching and whatnot and studies on this. And the first warning from the Bible we see is the prophetic warning in verse 14. He says, "But when ye shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing where it ought not, let him that readeth understand. Then, says, let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains." That abomination of desolation has nothing to do with Antiochus Epiphanes' slaughtering a pig in the temple during the times of the Maccabees, or the Romans under Titus offering sacrifices to Jupiter or something like that. This has to do with the actual man of sin doing this in the middle of the tribulation. And them that are in Judea needing to flee to the mountains is a reference to Israel escaping the devil in Revelation chapter 12, verse 6. So what we have here is we got people who are called preterists trying to teach this happened in AD 70. It ain't happened yet. And if you'll notice what's going on in verse 14, there's a Jewish temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem that's going to be rebuilt. Every once in a while you hear people trying to give you these quote-unquote prophetic words saying, well, they've already hired the people. They've already got this. I remember one time we had the spotted red heifer or whatever that thing was that's supposed to be there, and there's all this stuff. And yet time kept ticking and missed them all together, and the red heifer's dead. And then we hear all these other things about, he points out about, well, they're getting the priesthood back together. They've never done away with it. Never. There's still Jewish priests over there now. There'll be one. If they had a synagogue here, we'd have one here. Come on. They're all still here. And then you've got the Antichrist, who in verse 14 is going to confirm a covenant with the Jews for one prophetic week, which is 7 years in Daniel 9:27. And after 3.5 years, he's going to break that covenant, causing the daily sacrifice in that temple to cease. And then according to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3 and 4, he's going to enter that temple, and he's going to sit down on that temple and claim himself to be God. And demand the world worship him. And he's going to set up an image in there that's going to move and it's going to talk. And all that's going to happen. And he's going to want everybody to worship himself. And him and his priests are going to perform what would look like a mass in that Jewish temple. Already set up, just ain't got the right people in the right places yet. That's a prophetic warning from the scripture to let you know what's going on here. And it says in verse 15, let him that is on the housetop not go down to the house, neither enter therein to take anything out of his house. And let him that is in the field not turn back again for to take up his garment. When you see it happen, fly, man. Run for your life. And he's not talking to a Gentile church. He's talking to Jews right here about what's going to happen to Jews then. Now watch this. You look down at verse 17, but woe to them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days, it says. The only way to escape those days that's coming is to trust Christ now.
Right.
2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2 tells us today is the day of your salvation.
Right.
Do not rely on this garbage that people believe about. I'll study prophecy and I'll see it coming. When I see y'all gone and see this going on and people tattooing the 666, I'll know to get saved. You've already heard how to be saved. And according to God's word in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, you won't even know what's happening. You'll think that the Antichrist is God. He'll send you a strong delusion to everyone that's rejected him. Everyone that rejected him this side of the rapture, he sends that strong delusion on that side. You don't have a chance. Don't you mess up what I just said. There'll be people saved in the tribulation, but you will not be one of them who's heard of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ before the rapture.
Right.
That's who the delusion's for.
Yep.
I've heard people say that strong delusion's for the world. It's not for the world. It's for lost, hypocrite church people.
Right.
And it says here in this verse, you know, he says verse 18, and pray that your flight be not in winter. I think it's awful odd that as we look at this warning, this is a parental warning, because he points out, woe to them that are with child, pray that your flight not be in winter. Now think about this parental warning he's given out right here. You may have a child with you right now, but you tell me this, even with a small child. What all do you have to do to prepare yourself to leave the house? Imagine if you couldn't do those things, you grab the child, you're going. What are you going to do, stop at the convenience store on your way to get what you want? There's not going to be one of the sale to you.
That's right.
And when you head on down the road there, he said, pray not your flight being what time? Can you imagine in Golden Heights right now, that it'll get down below almost 7 degrees and they have snow there. No wonder he said, pray not your flight being winter. It didn't say it would be in winter. It said, pray it won't be.
Yeah.
So how would we know you won't? You're not a Jew, you won't be here.
That's right.
But these are Jews not in America or Russia or Europe. These are Jews in Judea.
Yep.
They've got to take off immediately. They got to grab their children and head that way. And there's only one who can protect them and feed them the whole time they're on the run. Guess who that is? It's not the guy handing out 666 tattoos.
Okay.
It's God Almighty still.
Amen.
That's why Jesus mentioned that last thing we looked at, that you endure to the end, you might be saved. Saved how? Not from hell, saved from them people.
Okay.
Endure. Now watch this. You see the persecution warning in verse 19. It says, for in those days shall be affliction, such as not was from the beginning of the creation which God created into this time, neither shall be. For people who would like to think that that persecution described there has gone on any time now, it's not. It says it's going to be like it never, ever has been. It's speaking of the great tribulation of Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7, where it says, alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it.
Right.
No matter what the Antichrist and the armies of the world try to do, there's still going to be Jews that's going to survive this thing.
Right.
They're going to be, listen, they're going to be saved out of it. There's going to come a time God's going to make sure that they turn their attention skyward and upward towards Him rather than towards each other, rather than towards what they can do. And I do believe God will do that to us in a way if we're not careful. I think by way of application, some of you have already been through this in your life and you understand God wants your attention. He knows how to get it. And I notice that as we look at Daniel chapter 12, verse 11, let's listen. From the time that daily sacrifice be taken away and the abomination that make desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Now, I understand something here because I keep seeing the word elect coming up down here in verse 20 and on down. And he points out something there about, you know, this going on in what particular country again? Israel. So it's not talking about a Gentile church. It's not talking about Gentiles. But wait a minute. Somebody told you, I've heard this when I first got saved out of a bunch of liberals, we don't need to read the Old Testament. We're New Testament Christians. I have never been a New Testament Christian. And if you're saved, you've never been a New Testament Christian. You're just a Christian. I don't know where they started saying that first at, but it wasn't in Antioch. It wasn't in Acts 11. You're born again or you're not born again. You're either saved or you're lost.
Right.
You're either a Christian or a fake.
Right.
And here's the thing. If they con you with that lie, that takes almost 70% of your Bible away. Wonder how you would feel if you showed up at McDonald's and said, yeah, I want a quarter pounder with cheese, a fries, and a large Coke, and they poured you 25% of the Coca-Cola, took three bites out of your hamburger and dumped over half your fries out and said, have a nice day. That's what they're doing to you. There's a reason why. See, if we take away that, once we get rid of the Old Testament, we can make the Jew not the elect and make the church the elect, and this is the first lie they used to start it with. Amen. I heard a friend of mine say recently, you can't con a con. Remember that old saying? That's true. You can't con a con. Because see, what will happen in some of these liberal churches is some old dumb thump like you or me will get in there. We come in there all shaggy looking. We get saved. And what happens to us? They come up and say, we want to tell you about this great thing. And they're smiling. They're going on. And you know what we do? We see right through them because we can smell a used car salesman a mile away and a snake oil salesman with them. There's a reason why we don't fall for some of these super duper religious types around here. We see through them. Why? Either we used to be like them, we are like them, or we was around enough of them to know. Now notice this. In verse 20, we get the purposeful warning he gives out. And it says in verse 20, except the Lord has shortened those days, no flesh should be saved. But for the whose sake?
The
elect's sake, whom he hath chosen, he hath shortened the days. The election he refers to here is God's corporate election of the people of Israel. Now, when people try to read the church into this, I'm afraid they're sadly mistaken because of one serious error on their part. That is this: the church will not be in the tribulation.
That's right.
You go to Revelation chapter 3, there's no more mention of Revelation church past Revelation 3 until way down to the bottom of the book there. Revelation 4, somebody says, come up hither, and the church takes off.
That's right.
And then God turns to that Jew. He even says so in the Old Testament and New Testament. And because this is a purposeful warning, don't be caught up with people trying to make you into the elect.
Yeah.
You are elect according to the foreknowledge of God, but there's no way you would have ever known that. I've heard people say, well, I'm putting my children on the watch care roll of the church. And most of you never would have heard what that was in a day in your life, except you were in a Presbyterian church. So what does that mean? Amazingly enough, the elect's children that's going to be elect, we're going to put them under the watch care because they're going to be elect. You know what that sounds like to me? That sounds like you're hedging your bets. I guarantee you this, you study election, one gets elected and one don't. And that you don't know the difference.
Right.
You can't know the difference. Because it says elect according to the foreknowledge of God.
Right.
See, when you get into the details of this Jewish election thing, it kind of kicks out all the Calvinists. You ever wonder if somebody's going to set up a religious system and make themselves important, what they'd call themselves? You got it. They'd be the elect. They're trying to replace the apple of God's eye. I'm saying, man, this is wild stuff, ain't it? Get rid of your Old Testament, you know, get you focused on other things, making sure you know that your children are going to heaven too, you know, but everybody else's is not. And I look down through the scriptures, I see another warning in verse 21. This is the presentation warning. It says, and then, if any man shall say to you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, here he is there, believe him not. For false Christ and false prophets shall rise and show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. I got to thinking about this, and I remembered a video I watched back on something called a VHS tape.
Dang.
It was called The Best of Bill Dance Outdoors. Bill Dance made a statement about fishing you need to hear. He said, the way you catch fish is not luck. It's not the right time of the day. None of that. It's all in the presentation. You got to make that fish believe what you just put in that water is real and that he wants it, or it annoys him so bad because it's real and it's annoying to him. I thought, well, that may be something to that. So I did what he said, and I went out down to Jonesville to the reservoir down there in ice cold weather and caught fish. That don't make any sense, does it? And I didn't have to chip away no ice like them Packers do up there and all that. Or is it the Alaskans? I forget which ones. But it's all how you present it to them. These antichrists, these false prophets, they're not coming to you saying, I'm here to ruin your life and steal your money.
That's right.
What did he just say? They said they were false Christ. I went over that list the other night, and still the one that blows my mind more than anything is Charles Manson.
Yep.
I didn't realize this, but that guy's only about this tall. How can a man 5 foot tall convince three grown people to go kill somebody and then go do it? And don't say LSD, drugs, it's not that. It was in his presentation. How did David Koresh get 100 people to follow him and board up the house and do all this in the presentation? How did Bill Clinton get elected twice? Presentation. I never found a woman back in the 90s thought he was an ugly man. Presentation. You know why they don't come hear us preach? Same reason, presentation. Now listen, here's the good part of this though. Here's the good part. It says there that they're false Christ, false prophets, and show signs and wonders. I wonder if there's a crowd that does that right now.
Yeah.
And listen, they will deceive you through two means right now, the printed page and the spoken word. Once they start talking and you say, well, I'm going to stop on this channel just to see what these people believe. I don't stop on the channel, but I don't care.
Right.
Listen, if I want to study clowns, I go to Ringling Brothers, okay? If I want to see a beast, I'll turn on the National Geographic or Sanford and Son. see what Esther's up to.
Amen.
But a Christian that can be fooled is a Christian that put down that book, and he's probably picked up something by this publication society called the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society. Well, I'm going to see what they say. I don't see what they say. I got a clear warning in the Bible about this one time. It goes like this: cease, my son, from instruction that causeth thee to err. Them things ain't there to tell you what they believe. They're there to instruct you.
Right.
Now listen to this one. There's also something called the Review and Herald Publishing Association, along with the Pacific Press Publication Association. That's the Seventh-day Adventist Church. You say, we ain't got to worry about it here in Gaffney. I do believe you do. There's a storefront church in Gaffney. There's now. Meets every Saturday. Don't worry, they have a prophecy conference now that the COVID's cleared up, and they'll sucker half these people in town into it.
Yep.
Now listen to this one. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. They have publications.
Yep.
They have Another Testament of Jesus Christ, which amazingly contains two complete chapters of the Bible that's completely fabricated into their works. Listen, these con artists never quit. How about the Christian Science Publishing Society? You say, what's that? That's that crowd over there in Spartanburg. It has a reading room over there just for you to come in and read. I'm going to go find out what that bunch believe. I'm not going to find out what they believe. I don't know what they believe. They don't believe the Bible.
Amen.
When you got to tell me some woman named Ellen White wrote all their books, I'm done.
Yeah.
Tell you why. I know what Ellen White wrote in one of them books. So I won't even mention it, mixed company, but it's something you probably even believe. And what's sad is you don't know why you believe it or where it come from. And then there is the Ascension Press. That sounds real cool and Christian, don't it? But another publication house they have is called the Ave Maria Press and our Sunday Visitor Devotional. What would that be? Oh, that'd be the Catholic Church. I don't have to go find out what they believe. Everything they believe is in here, and it tells about them in places like this. False Christ. For 1,700 years, they've claimed that God dressed up in white, sitting up on a throne, doing this at everybody. He claims he's a substitute for Jesus Christ. I already know what he believes. I know what team he plays for then, too.
That's right.
And when these Muslims come on the scene, we kind of took world history when I was in school, and I found out where they came from. The Catholic Church hired them to go into a town called Fez. They dipped their fezes in blood on the way out the door, and now these Shriners wear them burgundy fezes. That's where all that come from. Remember that sword that's on that thing? That's what they killed everybody with. Isn't it crazy how you see this stuff, and you see here false Christ, false prophets, and you see people talking about, I'm just going to tell them what I believe. And I ain't listening to what they would say for nothing. You know why? They'll always want to go first. I've already figured out my next course of action now that COVID's over with, when the Russellites and the Mormons and whoever else shows up. I got a good thing for them. If my neighbors will not give me permission to street preach in every one of their yards, I can do it in the middle of the road. And that way, every house they go to, I'm standing right there saying, those are false prophets. They're not of God. Say, would you do that? Why wouldn't I? We only work 3 hours a week. You got plenty of time, right? At least that's what you think. But I would take time out of my schedule if they knocked on my door and I found out this there. Just call me, I'll come. Why? Because it's right. Man, that's the last thing I need, some of that moving in the neighborhood, ain't it?
Yep.
Up there, we can put you out in the field and nobody ever know you there for 10 years. Amen. I didn't say we was going to hurt you, we'll just put you out there. Now watch this. The final verse in this section says this, but take ye heed, behold, I have foretold you all things. I have heard for years, as we look at this last warning being the personal warning, I've heard for years that people say, well, you know, they've already built the computer over in such and such, and it's called the beast. You know where that come from? The early 1960s. It was a computer as big as this room. You got more computing power on your wristwatch than that thing had in its whole body. That wasn't a beast. It ain't got here yet. Oh, well, they got this thing they're going to slide under your skin. It's a computer chip. I ain't worried about a computer chip because this Bible says it's a mark. I'm not worried about what all this stuff, because I know stuff are lining up differently than these old, these little handouts people used to give out and these little website things, because I still got my Bible. And I still rely on the Scripture over what any of these people say, because I found out something. Them things are made to distract a believer, not help a believer. I remember when I was a kid, we got something every two or three months, somebody come in all panicked looking, sweating, handing out papers on Madeline Mary O'Hare. Come to find out she'd been dead 5 years. I remember my preacher when I was a little boy said this. He said, if that old hag can get these charlatans off the radio and TV, she needs to succeed. That's back when all of them were bad on TV for the COVID thing. We all became televangelists, you know. And I thought, that is something to think about right there. After all that, people still are not, they can't figure this thing out. Just trust God.
That's right.
Just trust God. Let's stand with every head bowed, every eye closed. Heavenly Father, we come to you.